Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house lot a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They're treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Big two in the afternoon, big two in the evening, a chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X, multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. With Multi-X, pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
When last we were in Murondoy, John rebuked Coretta for encouraging Sharona to have a relationship with Kimal. He even told her that he felt Sharona was hiding something from them. Coretta became annoyed and accused him of seeing and assuming things because he is a drunkard. Kimal advised Sharona that she should stop popping pills, and he's willing to help her because it is a terrible addiction. Coretta discovered John at Sharona's door and assaulted him and put him out of the house. And now, as we return to Murondoy, Sharona has just returned home from work.
The Ministry of Amerindian Affairs has unveiled...
Good afternoon, Ms. Coretta.
Good afternoon, Sharona, dear. Kimal drop you?
Yeah, I like him. He takes me to work and picks me up every day, so I don't have to worry about bus fare.
Oh, the girl. Watch how you're smiling. You're falling for him, no?
Yeah, I like him.
Good. Them is the kind of people you need to surround yourself with. Not a man who can stress you out.
Look, he bought me this nice perfume.
Lovely.
Here.
Hey, a bottle of perfume like this must be thought of something thousand.
Yeah.
Next thing, he gonna start giving you money.
I don't want to take advantage of him though.
What advantage? If he offering you something, take it.
Okay. Anyway, I got paid. Here, this is for you.
Thank you so much.
I already sent some money to Auntie Nadiro.
I sure she very happy.
I can't thank you enough for offering me a place to stay.
Don't worry about it. We are family.
Alright, I'll go in and change.
Okay. Oh, Coretta. This couldn't work out better for you. More money in your pocket and more to come. When Kimal start giving she the big money, jackpot.
A story worth telling. A journey filled with dreams.
Hi, Zina.
That's why you up and disappear on me. You haven't even responded to my messages or my calls. I'm surprised that you answer now.
Just giving you some space.
Did I ask for space?
No, but, you know, you got your son there. And Maurice.
My son comes around once a day to see me. And since I came home from the hospital, I haven't even seen Maurice.
I saw him at a gym. And he gave me the impression he's with you every day.
You bother with that liared man. Maurice just making himself a clown.
Okay.
Denzel, you know me better than that. You know that there's nothing between me and Maurice.
Well, it's not only him. Doesn't look like your son likes me either.
And?
Well...
Listen, I've raised my sons, and they all are adults now. They have no say in what I do with my life.
Yeah, but...
No yeah or buts. They have no say.
Okay.
Healing from my surgery wasn't easy, and the pain was almost unbearable at times.
How you feeling now?
Getting better slowly.
Okay.
I need you here. We had plans for you to stay with me, and you just... Stop answering your phone after I came home from the hospital.
Sorry.
So, when are you coming over?
I don't want to have a run-in with your son. Dude looked at me like he wanted to beat me.
Oh, boy. And so, I will talk to my son if that makes you feel better.
You don't think it'll make things worse?
What I do with my personal life is none of their business.
So does this mean we can pursue a relationship finally?
I'm still healing.
Okay.
You. I realize that you mean more to me than maybe I wanted to admit to myself.
Really?
Yes, Denzel.
Alright. I'll try and pass tomorrow.
Why don't you bring your things and come and stay with me from tonight?
I know you said your sons have no business in your personal life, but I really don't want any problems.
I promise everything will be okay.
Alright, Zina. I will come tomorrow.
So, no company for me tonight?
Tomorrow. I have to pack some things.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Me too. Bye.
Bye.
Denzel? You going somewhere?
Miss Coretta, let me help you wash the wheel.
Thanks, Sharona.
Okay. I see Mr. John since I come home.
Girl, he went to work with Goldman this morning, and I ain't see him since.
Oh.
Next thing, he gonna come home here tonight drunk, but he gonna sleep outside.
How he could drink rum like that every day?
Because he don't want to deal with the problems. He come out of prison a different person. And as much as I try for help, he too stubborn.
Okay.
Anyways, you don't worry with he. I gonna settle he.
Miss Coretta?
Yes?
I want to tell you something.
Sure.
It's about Mr. John.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it, but...
But what?
Like... I just feel weird when he looks at me.
How he looking at you?
Like, I don't know. It has just make me feel weird and uncomfortable.
You mean like in a sexual way?
Look, Miss Coretta, I don't want to cause no problems.
You don't worry about whether you causing problems or not. I want you tell me the truth.
I just thought I would tell you.
He said anything to you?
No. It's just the looks.
I gon' do a business for he.
And sometimes when I come out the bathroom, he just be standing right there, like if he was listening to me shower or something.
So he want you, but he don't want me? Let him make his son come home.
I don't want to cause no problems.
You come and meet problems. I might have good for nothing, man. A wasted birth.
And Miss Coretta, I think he was in my room one night.
What?
Yes. And I think he came in my room and was watching me sleep.
John, I swear on my mother's grave. Mess with me and I'm going to done your dance.
Please don't tell him I said anything. I don't want him to do me anything.
You don't worry. I'm going to deal with him your own way.
Okay.
I tell he go along his way. But no, he won't stay for watch you. I don't know why he married an old woman like me if it's young thing he want. You see, man, I tell you, man.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault, sweetheart. I glad you tell me. I go deal with the case.
So
Denzel, Maurice and Zena's son made you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, Auntie Myrtle. I mean, we all know how Maurice is. But the son made me back off.
How you really feel about Zena?
I like her. I like her a lot.
The fact that she's in her 40s and you in your 20s doesn't bother you?
We're both adults. And it's not like we weren't a thing before.
And it's a reason you were hiding it then. A relationship like this, in my opinion, can only be based on sex. What is going to happen to you when you are ready to get married and have children, Denzel? Zena can't give you that. She's already been married and divorced. She has 3 sons. Why would you want to tie yourself down with someone like that?
Auntie Myrtle, I thought you and Zena were friends.
We are friends. But that doesn't mean that I can't tell you and her how I feel about the relationship. She's 20 years older than you, Denzel. Come on.
It's not like I'm some little boy, you know, Auntie Myrtle. I'm almost 26.
Almost 26? You're still studying. You don't own a home. You don't own your car, nothing. People will say that Zena is mining you, Denzel.
Auntie Myrtle, I don't care what people say. I like her. She doesn't even look her age.
Denzel, take my advice. All these things that happened with you and Maurice and her son, maybe it's a sign for you to walk away, my child. I think maybe this is also a response to Kavita breaking your heart.
Forget about Kavita. I'm over.
Okay.
At the end of the day, I'm sure Kavita has moved on with her life. And I deserve to move on with mine.
Well, I hope you don't get your heart broken again.
I'll be fine, Auntie Myrtle. I promise you.
Hi, Auntie Nadira.
Sharon, my baby. I get the money. Oh, girl, I can't thank you enough.
You deserve that and so much more.
You are a blessing, my child.
Every month you will get something. I gave Miss Coretta some money, too.
Good. At the end of the day, she was kind enough to let you stay with she and she husband.
As for he,
what happened?
I don't like how he just look at me, ma. I had to tell Miss Coretta. She said she gonna talk to you.
How will this look at you? Like he want you or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
Don't worry. Miss Coretta gonna deal with you.
Okay. But I don't want anything happen to you, Sharona. You've been through enough.
I know.
I don't want he try to hold you down or anything like that. He just drink a lot of rum, and when people drunk, they can do anything.
I gonna make sure I stay safe, Auntie.
Alright, I gonna talk to Coretta.
Everything gonna be okay. I ain't gonna let him do anything to me.
Sharona, you got me worried. I know how some men stay.
It's all under control. For all we know, he gonna be dead just now.
Who gonna kill he?
With the amount of drink the man does drink? Nobody ain't got for kill he. Rum gonna kill he.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.